Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Friday, everybody, and another episode of the fabulous medium, Dustin Livers. Thanks again, all you guys, for tuning in to another episode, another Friday. I'm not going to lie to you guys, I am a little bit tired today. I promise I have a reason. So if you want to talk about my relationship with spirits, which is today's topic, I will tell you just opening this amazing story. So I mentioned, I don't think it was last week, but it may have been 2 weeks ago. It was the last episode that I got a house, okay? So I'm not going to be speaking about this all day long because I already talked about like a lot of the amazing things and the relationship to spirituality that having a house has and how it's a physical manifestation of the spiritual, like building and taking care of something. And so anyway, if you're interested in that, tune into last week's. But I will say this. So before I even get into my relationship with spirit, I'll just show you how it works in my life, okay, how this happened. So I had no idea the neighborhood that I when I even purchased this house. So I had no idea about it, really. And so it's a little cute neighborhood called River Park in South Bend. Didn't know anybody around, you know. I mean, I grew up in South Bend, never River Park, but my college is here. So anyway, get this. This is pretty crazy. So I knew, like, the neighbors. Like, I've seen them outside, and I've waved, you know, getting the mail or taking out the trash, whatever, you know, like normal things people do. So I'm on campus, and this girl comes up to me, and she says, "You're my neighbor." And I'm like, "What?" Like, first of all, I don't even know how she recognized me. I mean, I'm like, you know, just like wearing a coat, walking to class. Like, you know, there's a lot of people walking on campus, right? I mean, I didn't even know. So, but she recognized me, and I was like, "Oh." And she said, "My name is Rebecca." So I'm just going to do first names here, you know, for privacy reasons. So I said, "Oh, okay. Well, hello, Rebecca." So, and then she tells me that she is dating Kyle. And so then I'm like, okay, you know, it didn't really click anything. Nothing really is, you know, there's no wheels really turning until she says, you know him, like you went to school with him. And I started to think, I was like, oh my goodness, this Kyle was one of my very good friends in elementary school. Okay. And he's like literally my next door neighbor, the house to the left of me. I can look out my window. They're like less than 10 feet away, probably. The houses are pretty close together. I swear to you, literally the same Kyle. And I'm like, what are the odds of this? So like, first of all, like when you buy a house, what are the odds that you know anybody even like on your block, you know, like you're moving to a whole new neighborhood. I'm from, you know, totally different area of South Bend that I moved to Mishawaka. I freaking know my next door neighbors. It doesn't end there. He is still in contact and hangs out with pretty regularly, like at least a few days a week, with one of my very, very good friends, Kelly. And Kelly and I, we went to school together. We're both psychology majors, and we both work in the similar fields with people. And they still hang out. Like, I'm like, oh my God. So I went over there last night. This is why I'm tired, okay? So the whole story is going to make sense. And we're just having a few beers and talking and hanging out. And I mean, it was really nice. It was very relaxing, very fun. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is how it works, you guys. Like, when you have a relationship with spirit and the energy of the universe, like, you will just find yourself in situations that just don't happen. Like, how many people know their friggin' next door neighbors? Like, I mean, who, like, before you even move in? Like, that's just, it's amazing. So, and then Kelly actually lives, like, a block away. Like, not even, like, just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy crap. Like, that's amazing. So, I know we're going to be really good friends. We're going to hang out. So I apologize if I'm a little tired. I don't think it'll affect the readings today. I think we'll still have a good one, but I may have to cut it short if I feel my energy depleting very, very quickly. You guys, seriously, that's what happens when you have a relationship with spirit. You will just find things just work out, or you'll find yourself in really good positions. Like, I'll share another story with you guys. So I'm sure we all have that person in our life where we hear from them, you know, however regularly, and just nothing is working out. Okay. So I'll share this. My old roommate's sister, her name is Mary Beth. She was going to do, she had plans for her house. Okay. She was going to remodel the kitchen, get all this stuff done. I mean, like, redo, like, the counters, get a refrigerator. I mean, she's, like, totally uprooting the kitchen, putting a brand new one in. What happens? Okay, well, let me tell you. The refrigerator is, like, I think it was actually broken, okay? And this is a brand new fridge, and she's got money, okay? Listen, I'm not going to tell you too many factors or anything, you know, for privacy reasons, but she can afford this, okay? So I know it wasn't some cheap fridge you order, like, online or from Walmart or something. Like, this was a nice fridge. She orders, was it Slate, I think? It was very nice counters, not, like, plastic or linoleum. Like, this is, like, stone or, like, marble. I mean, it was one of those. And it was not cut the right way. Like, it was cut, like, shorts. Like, it didn't cover everything, okay? And she's like, of course, she's gone, you know, for the week or whatever while everyone's doing it. You know, she's, like, in another hotel or something. I don't know. But whatever. And then I think they were redoing the floors, actually. And they picked the wrong color. Like, I swear to God, that actually happened. Like, they picked, I mean, just nothing was working out. But I will tell you this. This is a woman who likes to argue, okay? She, I'm sure we all also have the other person in our life. She likes, they like to argue. They like things to go their way. And they're the ones making all the calls, calling everybody, making sure everything is in line. And sometimes that's just, the universe will tell us that's just not how it's going to work. Okay. You just got to plug in, relax, and just let it flow. And she can't, she's never been able to do this in her whole life. She's a wonderful lady. I love her. She's funny. We get to talk and has wonderful Christmas parties too. She has white elephant gifts. But anyway, I mean, just can't do it. Just can't. And I mean, sometimes we're going to get hit over and over and over again until we learn to just relax and let it just fall into place. So that's what I'm trying to say today. So when you do this, and this is, first of all, it comes to trust. And I know I've said this word many, many times. I know you guys have heard this on my other shows if you're listening again. It comes to trust. But I'll really get into the process today. That's what this show is about. But I'm just going around the edges, then we'll dive in, I promise. So it comes to trust, you know, just being able to relax. I don't want to say give in, because it's not like you're letting them, like, take over, but it's like you're plugging in. You're still there. It's not like, you know, they're doing everything for you. You still have to put in effort. You still got to, you know, I mean, if they're giving you access to the promotion, you still have to show up to work to receive the promotion. Okay. You can't just be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry I didn't show up today, but is that job still there? Do I still get that new job? Cause it's probably gone. But anyway, but no, so I mean, there are those people that are just, they're fighters. They're always arguing. They're always you know, trying to get everything to go their way, trying to get it, and you're going to get bit in the butt. I'm telling you, I'm for real. But if you go into life knowing that things are going to be okay, and you have that trust, you're just connected to the, like, a higher power, to the universe, you have a relationship with spirit. That's what the whole show's about today. You know, even if things don't always work out exactly right, because, I mean, let's be honest, it's not everything is just going to, you know, be exactly right or come at the exact time you want it to, whatever. I would rather have no expectations and be surprised than to have expectations and be disappointed. Does that make sense? There's a difference here. And it really affects you in your life. Like, every day, okay? I'm telling you, I'm being for real here. And if that affects you, that simple mindset. If you go in thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be, you know, great, you know, oh my goodness, and then something horrible happens, someone doesn't show up, or, you know, then you're kind of like, aw, you know, but you still feel that that disappointment. But if you go in just like, I'm just going to see what happens, you know, like, whatever happens, happens, it's almost always going to be more positive. I mean, I'm willing to bet than if you're going in with already expecting that. And obviously Mary Beth was expecting that her kitchen would get done correctly. And she was, and what does she do? She starts calling everybody and complaining about it. Like, oh, these people don't know what they're doing. And just think how much more energy that's taking. You're complaining. You're making even more calls than the ones you did before. I mean, my goodness. It's just a snowball, right? I mean, it just keeps going and going. Whereas if you're just detached and you're just happy and you're just willing to see the outcome, I promise you, you're seriously going to have a better sense of being calm and going through life, you know, really just way better. Like, seriously, it's wonderful. And that's really how I subscribe to my life, too, my lifestyle, you know. I've adapted two new phrases. And my best friend is going to laugh about this if he hears this. So there's two of them. The first one is kind of funny. And that is, this no longer serves me. Okay, wait, no, that's not the funny one. The other one's funny. But okay, well, that's one of them. This no longer serves me. So if you're like in the kitchen and you're trying to cook something and it doesn't work out, you can throw whatever you're trying to cook away. Like, literally just throw it in the trash or the recycling or leave it out for the animals like my mother does, because she likes she likes nature. So, I mean, I do too, but, you know, she's really into the nature. But, you know, if it no longer serves you, detach. I mean, let's that soak in there for a second. Just detach. This no longer serves me. Now, I kind of get carried away, okay? I have fun with it. You know, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm, like, watching TV, I'll throw the remote on the couch when I'm done. And I'll say, this no longer serves me. Or if I'm reading a magazine, I'll throw it to the side. This no longer serves me. Or my schoolwork, I'll just throw my book bag under the ground. This no longer, you know, you can really have some fun with it. But there's something to be said for the active motion and energy you're putting behind the process of literally dropping it, you know, if it's my book bag, or even just saying it, because then you're detaching from it. It no longer has power over you. You're no longer worried about it. You're no longer upset about it. It no longer serves you. You know, things have a purpose, you know, and you're serving too. You know, you have a purpose. You know, everything has a purpose, in my opinion. That's my personal opinion. But, you know, and, that's okay. If it's done, if it's served its purpose, if there's no more to be had here, from whether it be an item, or if you're, you know, in a relationship with somebody and it's just not working out anymore, it's not going to grow. It's just done. You know, there's nothing more that can be had out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, there's no more. And that's okay. So anyway, I'm going on a long tangent here. So let's dive into the relationship aspect of spirit. So obviously, just from hearing me talk today, you can hear some of my personal beliefs, okay? But I really like to talk about things in an open manner where you don't hear my beliefs all the time, but I may chime them in here and there. But that's just how I like to talk about things. I don't like to make people believe the same way I do, but I do want them to think, you know what I mean? Or to feel. I want them to experience, you know, what it is that I'm talking about. But I don't want you to have to believe it or experience it in the exact same way that I am. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of a difference there, but I want you to be able to have it. So my relationship. So how do I explain this? So in my personal journey, my personal life, I started going to church when I was probably, goodness, I think it was 14, I want to say. And I started to go to this church in Mishawaka. I can't even remember the name. And one of my best friends back my freshman year, his name was Roberts, and he was working the soundboard for the church. And he would invite me over there, you know, and I was like, all right, sure. So that was like my first time really getting a taste, because we were never raised religiously. You know, it just wasn't a big thing in our house. You know, we would say our prayers, but we were never actively going to church or reading the Bible or studying anything like that. It was just like the Lord's Prayer before bed and thanking God for your food before you ate. That was the extent to the religious beliefs that I was raised with. But after that, I started going to a Pentecostal church. I know. This is when people are like, oh boy. The minute you drop Pentecostal, they're like, oh goodness, that's all the way there. That's commitment. And it is, my goodness. I could share a lot of stories about going into the Pentecostal church. And this was a small church on York Street or Road or something, I believe. And that was also in Mishawaka. And I started going there with my good friend Bethany at the time. And that was about when I was 15. So that was like my entrance into what I would call spirit. And I want to talk about the differentiate between spirit with a capital S and spirit with a lowercase s, because they can kind of both take on a different meaning. And if you read spiritual books, sometimes you'll see spirit spelled with a capital S and sometimes not. And there's a reason why. Okay. So with the capital S, we're talking about almost like God or like the universe, that kind of spirit. It's almost like a sort of like an entity or a force. If we're talking about spirit with like a small s, you can be talking about like literal spirits. Well, I suppose you could be talking about literal spirits with a big S if you're talking about them as like a force, like a group of spirits or like guides or like angels or somebody that like follows you. There is a difference, okay? Really, there is. The smaller S, I would say, is like when you're talking about like one spirit in particular, or like the spirit of, you know, if you're getting into English here, like spirit day, or, you know, with like colleges or schools or whatever, or you're feeling like a feeling of intense energy, that kind of thing. There is a difference. I usually spell it with a capital S because when I refer to God, I do refer to it as spirit. It's God's like kind of in there, in my personal views. You know, if you don't believe in God, that's fine. If you don't believe in the universe, that's okay too. It's a learning experience for everybody, you know. But that's the difference here. So I started what I call my spiritual journey. The churches were part of it, but my spiritual, I shouldn't say journey, I should say mindset or lifestyle, my spiritual lifestyle. I like that. I like that worded better. When I was late 15, early 16. And I started going like meditation groups and, you know, chakra bowl groups. And I did a numerology class. I did, just all kinds of stuff. There was like religious gatherings of people I've never even heard of before. And there's, you know, a few spiritual centers here in the area that I would join. I never expected anything. Even when I was young, I just showed up to stuff, didn't expect anything. I knew I was always pretty funny and gregarious, and I'd make a friend or I would find something funny in whatever the situation was. Not making fun of stuff, but everything's kind of funny when you really think about it. I knew I would have a good time. Because I know myself. So whatever I do, I know that I'm going to have a good time. And so I would go. I would just try stuff, okay? And I know that that's kind of strange for people to hear because, you know, growing up in a conservative Midwestern place, some people just don't. You know, there's some people that literally believe going to a different spiritual gathering or religious place is evil. Evil. With an E. Evil, not just bad or upsetting, actually evil. I know people in my family who believe this, that it's evil to go to somewhere else. I can't wrap my mind around it, but I do know that that's actually real. That's a real thing. People believe that. And but I was always different. I was just open. I would go, you know, whatever happened. And I didn't start building a relationship with spirit until I would say I was maybe 16. And I started to feel, at that time I was starting to get in touch with my emotions. I was starting to know what was going on with me, my personal identity. You know, you don't really think about these things, you know, as you're living your day-to-day life, just going to school. And I was always busy, always busy. And looking back, I realized it was it was because I didn't want to deal with my own stuff. And I'm going to admit that today, you know, I'm going to admit it. I didn't want to deal with my stuff. And so even when I was young, I was just always doing stuff. I mean, I remember getting out of high school. I had to, when I was writing down all the clubs, organizations, stuff I did, I had to continue on the back page because the paragraph, all the lines they gave me, I didn't have enough room to write every club or organization I was a part of. If you're really curious, you can look at it on LinkedIn. I think I listed most of them, but it goes on and on, you know, but, I mean, that was to get away from my stuff, but I didn't start feeling, really, really feeling and getting into it until about 16 when I started to do some meditation stuff and I started to think about who God was to me or what God was to me, what in that mindset. And I want to remind everyone again, when I think of spirit, I think of God included in that. So this is kind of my own personal belief, trying to connect the pieces for everybody listening. So I really think that my personal beliefs that we're talking a lot about my personal beliefs today, I guess. I wanted to leave it kind of non-biased, but I guess I can't really talk about this without being personal. So, you know, that God would allow me to have this access to feeling energy or the energy of people that have crossed over. You know, I don't believe that there's no force behind it. I think there's like an actual intelligent force behind the spirit world. I don't believe it's just a spirit happens to learn on its own how to communicate with mediums. There's probably, you know, God or guides. There's probably some sort of process, you know, because I mean, could you imagine your grandma on over there and going, all right, well, my gosh, hon, let me figure this thing out. There's a medium here. My granddaughter is wanting to communicate with them. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody over there telling them, oh, do this and that or this and the other, because I know my my grandma would be like, what the hell's going on? You know, I mean, she was not good with technology at all. I couldn't imagine her trying to work with a medium on the other side. But I really believe that. And, you know, so it really started at 16. So I didn't give my life over or commit my, I don't want to say give my life over. That's too Jesus-y, you know, like give him all the power and he just takes control. Too Jesus-y for my wanting to, cause I really want to say there's how do I explain this? You still have to work. Okay. You just can't say, here's my life, guide me now. You know, you still have to do stuff. You still have to put in your own energy. It's not just going to be taken over. You know, people don't get successes in their lives. They don't build relationships with people in their lives. They don't do anything without efforts. Okay. I don't care how badly you say, my family loves me. If you live out in the country and you never talk to your family and you never write them any cards, but you're still like, oh, my family loves me. They may love you, but the relationship probably isn't as strong as if you actually called them. Okay. Because it just takes energy, right? You got to call them, you find a time. So that's what I'm trying to say here. You have to meet them. Okay, meet spirit, you know, the universe, God, the energy, spirits that have crossed over. You've got to meet them halfway, okay? And it's not something where you just say, all right, I'm going to do this. Take the wheel. Making a lot of Jesus references today. Jesus, take the wheel. You know, no, this is an active learning experience, okay? This is an active relationship. You have to be continuously willing to learn and open your mind to how spirit is wanting to communicate, how they're able to communicate. Because I will be the first one to tell you the reason why people get different signs or messages is because of the different energy. So some spirits are very good at, you know, sending like cardinals or blue jays or animals like deer to come over and, you know, let their loved ones know that they're okay. Some of them make you smell things, you know, like smoke or cologne. These are different energies. These are different ways spirit gets you to acknowledge them. Now, I'll have some clients that come in that don't understand the process and they'll say, if this was really so-and-so, they would have mentioned this. Or they'll even get upset with the spirit. They'll say, they never let me know that they were there. And I'll say, well, do you smell smoke every once in a while? And they'll say, well, yeah, actually, I do. And I'm like, well, that's them. And they'll say, well, I mean, they smoke sometimes, but they really did this. And I'm like, okay, well, let's think about this for a second. It's probably easier for them to make you smell the smoke than it is for them to, you know, if they're a tuba player, to like have you hear the tuba at times, you know, in the bathroom or whatever. I mean, you really have to think about this. It's they have to put in as much energy and effort as you do in interpreting it, as I do. And interpreting it, and even the client receiving the message. I mean, it's like putting a puzzle together, you know. It's if I like I'll explain this. Like I had clients. Oh my goodness, when was that? It was about a month ago, I would say. Well, no, I'll give you the one that happened yesterday. So I had a lady come in yesterday, she was really funny. I love this lady. She was very, very, just a great reading, very fun. I was talking to her and I said, there's something about the movies. And because my symbol, popcorn is my symbol for movies. Okay. So I said, are you going to the movies or something? And she goes, oh yeah, today's my birthday. And she goes, I'm thinking about going with my husband to the movies. And I said, well, I'm also seeing something about spaghetti. And I said, spaghetti is my symbol for either literal spaghetti or Italian, like Italian food, something with Italian. Well, it's usually Italian food because my symbol for Italy is different. That means it's, they're Italian or something. She's like, I have no idea what that is, you know. She goes, no, I don't really, we don't eat pasta, whatever, you know. And I said, no. I said, well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. And she tried to say it was something. And I said, maybe, you know, I didn't really agree with her, but you don't want to, like, you know, you just want the client to receive it and then move on. You don't really want to argue with your clients unless it's worth arguing. Sometimes that happens, but for something like this, it's not really worth arguing. So I said, whatever. Well, she texts me last night, and she said, you'll never believe this. My husband asked me to go out to Reggio's or something, and it's an Italian restaurant, which was really, really funny. But what I'm saying is, she was also a part of the process there, you know. She had to either take it as I was giving it or try to figure out a different way that it would fit that maybe I didn't interpret correctly. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on in the room. So the client's receiving something, trying to interpret it, get it in their life. You're getting it from a spirit, trying to interpret it into your symbols to relay it to the client. And all the while, your client is thinking about their still loved one. And so there's a lot going on here. It's like interpreting from three different ways. So the spirit's trying to figure out what they can say to the medium that they'll understand, that their client will understand with the spirit. I know it's complicated, but when you start thinking about it, when you really start thinking about it, you can see just how difficult the process is, but it's not. I don't know if I want to say it's complicated because that's what it is. It's a deceased person, a medium, and a client all speaking to each other, trying to understand the messages or the pieces. So, I mean, that's pretty straightforward, right? It's three people, one's deceased, the medium, and the client. But it's a tricky process. You know, you're trying to interpret it, not let your own stuff get in the way, your own biases. And when you really start thinking about this, you can see, you know, I'm sure a lot of you are going, oh, yeah. You know, there's a lot of aha moments here when you really start to think about it. But what I'm saying is your relationship with spirit, as you go down your spiritual paths, or even if you're not spiritual, you don't practice all the rituals or the smudging or the meditations and the all this stuff, you're still, in my opinion, on a spiritual path. Just being a human is a spiritual experience. I mean, I would just want you to think about that. Just being human is a spiritual experience, okay? Because, I mean, that is, it's true, being just being a human, you know? And so I know when you think about that, then you're like, oh, well, what about all the evil things in the world and all the awful things? You know, that's paving a path for people to make decisions, you know, for everyday people to, do extraordinary things. It always reminds me of Gandalf the Wizard. I don't know if there's any Lord of the Rings fans here, but one of his favorite quotes that I that he says is, it's everyday people making everyday decisions that keeps the darkness at bay. And I always loved that quote because it's true, you know, hear it from a wizard, you know what I mean? But you know, it's those everyday decisions. You know, what am I going to do today? And my God, don't let me get you guys on a long tangent about student government association right now, because there is so much shady, underhanded drama. I mean, I didn't know it would be so political when I joined. Oh my goodness. So that's a whole nother deep breathing exercise to detach from the energy. You know, but no, I do want you guys to understand that and appreciate that, you know. So let me get into some of the nitty-gritty stuff, okay? So when you do decide to work with spirit or to let them guide you know, on your path, again, I don't want to say they're just gonna call all the shots and you're just going to follow everything. You still have your life, you know. You still have, I believe there's still some free will here, in my personal opinion. I believe that. I really do. I think there is a plan. There's a guidance. They're kind of moving you in the right direction. But I really believe that you can take the course, you know. If they're saying head east, well, maybe I'll go northeast or southeast or perhaps somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying? I really don't think that, you know, spirit's going to be like, before you come into the world or when you finally give in, they're going to say, I'm going to make them, all that they're going to do, all they're going to think about, all they're going to want is to be a doctor now. Like, that's what we wanted the whole time before they came in. And you're suddenly occupied with only the thought of being a doctor. And suddenly you're imbued with these powers of being able to study for hours on end when you couldn't even read a book before. You know, I mean, that's not going to happen. It's not that dramatic. But you kind of are led in a certain direction. And I really believe that. And I also believe, after being with the, like, in this world, spiritual world for a while and working with people and seeing people, I honestly do believe people know what they should be doing. I honestly believe that, you know. I don't want to get into long talks about shame or guilt, because, you know, there are some people who feel shame for things that they shouldn't feel shame for, or they feel guilty for things that they shouldn't feel guilty for. You know, I don't want to talk about that, because that's complicated, you know. But I really believe people know and they feel deep down like what they should kind of be doing or where they should be going. And whether or not you listen to that, you know, that's you on you, that's your call. But I do believe that voice in there is spirit really talking to you. You know, I really believe that, like, your conscience, you know, some people say conscience. I mean, the philosophers talk about conscience, and some of them do say that the conscience is a spiritual force. You can look this up. I don't remember which ones, but I remember this. I remember learning this. It's, you know, that's up for debate, whatever. You don't have to believe that. But I'm trying to compare and just really feeling and being mindful and, like, not being too invested in the outcome and being able to kind of just feel at peace while you do anything. That's really what we want here. And you get that by having a relationship with spirits, you know. That's what I really believe that. Again, I want to say you don't have to be doing all the rituals. You know, I've met many men in particular. I sure have a lot of women too. I'm not trying to, you know, stereotype or whatever, but I've met, in my personal experience, many men who aren't spiritual at all. They're, you know, engineers, they measure stuff, they see stuff, they're builders, they're construction workers. They never go to church, they don't even think about that, you know. They just have beers with their buddies and then they go home and then they start a new day, they build more stuff, you know. But that's okay too, because I mean, they're still on a path and they're still making decisions, you know. And it's really, and again, with Gandalf, those decisions that, you know, you decide or that you make. And I feel like, you know, this goes again to realizing that we're all kind of on this journey together, you know, and that some people may try to say, oh, I'm holier than thou, you know. Then you have the martyrs, oh my God, and the self-damaging people that say, you know, if I don't allow myself to eat anything or drink anything, I'll still get into heaven, you know, but I'm so much better than all those other people, you know. Look at those heathens eating their shrimp and drinking wine. I mean, you know, I mean, there's people out there like that. Seriously, my uncle's one of them. My goodness. Anyway, but yeah, no, seriously. And it's just realizing we're all in it together and that everyone's making their own decisions. And they got a place, but there's also kind of a path. Like there really is. I sincerely believe this. I really believe there is a plan, however long or short that may be. But I do believe there is some type of guiding force. And I just want to say this. You know, I remember getting into this. I used to have really bad anxiety. When you start thinking about this stuff, really diving into, you know, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to have a spirit? What does it mean to have a relationship with spirit or God or the universe? What does it mean that you can communicate to people that are crossed over? What does it mean that life continues after death? This stuff is deep stuff, you know, and but it's connected to each other. You know, they're bits and pieces telling the story, the greatest of stories, you know. And I just want you to sit with this for a second, because I know it's a lot of stuff. We're covering a lot in an hour. You know, my God, I realized this. All coming from someone who's really, really tired. You know, oh my goodness, I can't even believe I've been able to go on this long. But there's pieces here. You know, what does it mean that all this stuff is happening? And I'm not saying you have to devote, you know, hours and hours of study and listening and all of this, you know, going into long tangents or becoming a theorist or philosopher or whatever. But it's just recognizing this, you know, and just acknowledging it is sometimes enough. But it also, again, causes a lot of anxiety. And I remember when I heard and I believed that we will never die, you know. Just thinking about that, we will never really die. We will never really not exist. You would think you would feel a lot of comfort with this, you know. Oh, that's wonderful, you know. Oh, I get to be with everybody forever. But when I really looked in this and I started meditating and feeling this, I got a lot of anxiety. I don't know why, but I was feeling panicky. I mean, panicky. And I had to like excuse myself. I started getting panicked thinking about all of this stuff when I really first started many years ago, about 4 years ago. But then I said, you know, as long as it's for good and, you know, whatever I'm feeling or learning or experiencing, if I'm going to share it with other people, as long as it's for good, or what I believe is to be good, it's not hurting anybody, I'm willing to do it. And when I said that, again, I don't want to say like my whole life changed and the floodgates opened and hallelujah, you know, the angels were singing, but there was a feeling of peace and sereneness, you know. And I'm sure by listening to me, I'm still very excitable and fun, but in my every second living experience, I am very, very peaceful and relaxed. And my best friend even says it. He says, you're so relaxed all the time. He goes, my God, you're in horrible situations, like people yelling at each other, and I'm just chilling, you know, and just sipping coffee usually. But anyway, it really does. And being able to go into stuff, it just feeling like you're listening to that inner voice, you're there. That's your relationship with spirit. You're following that inner voice. You're kind of in that path. You're in the right area. Things do just tend to fall into place. Not because it's like they're like, oh, this guy needs this job. God's like, I'm going to make it happen. All right, fire the other one. He was, you know, no, because let's be honest, you know, there's only so many jobs. I'm sure as people are figuring that out now, especially with all of this political stuff. And I want to stay out of that. I don't want to bring in a lot of political. But, you know, it's because if you have no expectations and you just go into stuff, And you're following that inner voice. You have the area. You know where you're supposed to be in this area, you know, this field, whatever you want to say, you know. You won't be disappointed. You won't be dragged down. You'll just continue going. You know what I mean? It's a flow. It's a flow. That's a good word. I should stick with that. It's a flow. It's a process, you know. But that's really how I feel. I feel that we have a quote-unquote plan, but that you can kind of steer the direction of that plan. But you're still experiencing a spiritual experience just by being human. And you don't have to be following all of these disciplines or rules or doctrines. And oh my goodness, my old roommate was Jewish. So, you know, there's all these Jewish prayers and Jewish foods. And oh my gosh, you know, and I mean, that's wonderful if you want to do that. I mean, I like latkes, you know, put some applesauce in my pancakes. I'll eat them. But, you know, I mean, that's just, I don't believe all of that is really necessary. You know, I don't really believe that, you know, and it's always a us and them, you know, quote unquote, us and them, you know, oh, are you spiritual or are you not spiritual? Well, why does that even matter? You know, I mean, even if they weren't, you know, I always hear from people, the purpose of life is to grow. And, you know, this takes me back to a psychology argument that I remembered from a long time ago. And there were the two side by side. One is growth. Okay, so always doing better, always moving forward. The opposite of growth. Well, I don't know if I want to say in the model that I was reading, I'll say that. The opposite in the model was equilibrium. So are you trying to grow your energy and always move up? Or are you trying to stabilize it and feel that peacefulness? Because those two don't necessarily coincide, you know? And that's just something to think about, you know? Are you always building up the energy or are you stabilizing the energy to let it flow, to be there? Either way, I don't think any of them is really wrong, you know? And in my life, I would say there's certainly different aspects I'd say where I kind of do both of them. But for the most part, I think I kind of am more equilibrium-based. I'm more relaxed and flowy and kind of just feeling that, you know. So stuff to think about. But I hope you guys really got some insight into my relationship with spirit. So I let them direct me, but I know that it's not like they're going to be placing me in very specific things were always thought out. Now I do believe you will have learning experiences, okay? And I do believe that if you're meant to learn something, that you will experience situations that will get you to learn whatever it was that you needed to learn. But I don't think it's so cookie cutter, like, oh, if they were, you know, if they were like, I don't know, a murderer in a past life, this life they're going, if you believe in reincarnation, they're going to learn what it's like to lose somebody, you know, so they'll never do it again or something. It's not so cookie cutter, you know, it's not. It's not like that. I don't believe that at all. I really don't. It's kind of a flow. So, anyway, I realize I've been talking like this whole time. I'm just in a lot of thought right now. And I really feel like I laid out a lot of my own personal beliefs and thoughts out today. But I'm willing to take a caller here. I can give you a reading for a few minutes here. But I just want to get some thoughts, too. I want to know what's going on in people's minds. So, hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dustin. This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are you liking the show so far? I know it's a lot. It's like a lot to think about. And
yeah, it's very good. Thank you.
Oh, good. So did you learn anything new It's...
Well, I study quite a bit about, yeah, the spirits and all, and yeah, so it was nice, kind of refreshed everything.
Oh, great. But okay, I'm glad that you can follow it and you can see what I'm saying and all of that. So I'm not just talking about a bunch of wooey hooey crap, you know. It's actually stuff that, you know, I really do believe and that people have talked about and, you know, things that are just kind of like a flow, you know. So that's... Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was just like, oh, did it cut out? I didn't know. But okay, well, Donna, I'm willing to do a mini reading here. I only have a couple minutes here, but I can just give you a little bit. Is that okay with you if I just give you a little bit of what I'm feeling?
Okay.
All right, well, let me see here. Okay, let me see what's happening here. Okay. Okay. So I actually think I'm totally switching gears here because this isn't anything about whatever I've been talking about today. Totally switching gears. As I'm feeling your energy, I believe I'm with you. They're making me feel my head area, which is my symbol that, like, you're going through like a lot of like stress and stuff. Do you understand this? Because I'm feeling like pressure in my head.
Yeah, I've had insomnia lately. Yes.
Okay. Well, they're also saying I feel like I'm in the middle of something, but I believe it's in dealing with other people. So I don't think it's like, I don't know, stuff in like your own life. It's almost like there's two people, and I feel like they're wanting me to pick sides. Do you understand this?
Pick sides. Well,
yeah,
I just had an argument with a girlfriend. You know, I mean, she doesn't believe in God and this and that. And yeah, I just don't want to bother with her anymore.
Okay.
Because
there's
to do with it.
Listen, there's no judgment here. I'm just feeling out what's going on. So give me a second here. Let me see. Because there is something here. It's like picking sides here. Let me see here. I do feel like there's a flow here. Because I do feel like you're going to be going, like, cutting some of this out. Like, not wanting this, because they're showing me moving to a different area and then just going forward. So I do think you're going to be moving this, the cutting the ties or dealing with the this, like, I don't know if I want to say arguments, but like debates and stuff. But like, that's okay. I don't see anything wrong with that. But I really see you moving. Let me see here. Let me see. Yeah. And I really think that, I really don't think you'll be dealing with as much, stress or drama. Like, I see you really cutting it out. So whatever's going on now, I really think it's going to be going down. I see you cutting it out. Like, you yourself are making the decisions to cut out, like, either like the people or the issues. Does this make sense? Because I see you doing this. It's not like they're cutting you out. It's you cutting them. And it's more than just your one friend. This is like a theme going on right now. Let me see here. There's, I have no idea what this means. I'm going to have to let you go here in a second, going to leave you with this because I'm doing a psychic. I feel very psychic with you. I swear to God, though, I believe there's a connection or something to California, but I'm not sure what that means.
I live in California.
Oh, you do? Okay, because I don't think you said that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I do believe there's a connection to California. And they said, I think that you'll be doing more stuff in California. So you might be doing more activities or something because you're going to be doing more in the area that you live in. Does that make sense? So I see you staying and doing more. So I see you doing more of this. So, well, I want to thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you. I'm just glad you're getting rid
of stress and you're moving forward in your life. And enjoy California. It's probably better weather than Indiana.
Well, it's been raining quite a bit.
Oh, right. Gosh. Okay.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Donna. You take care.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Don't we all wish we were in California? Like, seriously. Like, my God, I wish I was out there. But anyway, well, I want to thank you guys all for listening. I know that this was a really kind of a deep thinking kind of episode, you know, a little more than I'm used to. But I think that comes with just the topic of my relationship with spirit. You know, it's not something to be taken lightly, but it's something to respect and to listen to. So thanks again. Tune in next week at noon, same place online, and follow me online on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and my new blog, Dustin's Fabulous Life, on blogspot.com. And I'll be with all of you guys next week. So thanks again, and have a wonderful Friday. Bye-bye.